Thank you very much. And good morning, Mr. Deputy Secretary General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. It's a pleasure for me to address you today at this special meeting of the United Nations Group of Friends of Security Sector Reform, which my country, Slovakia, has been chairing since its establishment in 2007 and currently serves as its co-chair together with the Republic of South Africa. The aim of today's meeting is to create a space for presentation and discussion of the new United Nations Secretary General's report on security sector reform. And I'd like to use this opportunity to extend my appreciation to the representatives of the UN Interagency Task Force on SSR, co-chaired by DPKO and UNDP, for producing this awaited and truly high-quality document. The report illustrates high level of importance that the topic of the security sector reform has achieved within the UN system throughout last years. The report itself describes security sector reform as a central component of United Nations activities in peacekeeping, peace building, and development agenda. Currently, there is growing demand on the UN assistance in post-conflict reconstruction from different parts of the world. In all these theaters, the security sector reform is vital for long-term stability, security, and development. To see how the importance of security sector reform grew in last years, let's have a look at simple statistics of the Security Council agenda. And Mr. Deputy Secretary General already referred to the number of references to the security sector reform, namely 14 in 2008 and 37 in 2012. It is also worth it to note that the security sector reform is included among the key objectives in the mandates of the 6 UN special political missions, as well as 7 peace operations, and one more is in preparation. To us, the report represents also a tangible result of numerous long-term efforts having the goal of mainstreaming the topic of security sector reform within the UN and raising awareness of its importance. Speaking at this venue as a Slovak foreign minister, I'm proud that Slovakia was present at the very beginning of these efforts, selecting the security sector reform as a flagship issue of its UN Security Council presidency back in February 2007. The realization of how relevant and how important security sector reform was for peace and security consolidation, as well as the overall stabilization and reconstruction efforts in various parts of the world, was among the main impulses that led Slovakia to choose security sector reform as the main thematic issue of its Security Council presidency. The first consideration was our own transformation and reform experience. In addition, we realized that without addressing the security sector reform in a holistic and comprehensive manner, and without strengthening the dedicated capacities within the UN system and beyond, our efforts are often just not leading to satisfactory results, and thus not laying a solid ground for long-term peace and stability and the well-being of local populations. Our efforts in the Security Council resulted in achieving more coherence within the UN system and issuing a milestone UN Secretary General's report on the security sector reform in January 2008. To bring perspectives on security sector reform from different regions, we organized with our partners 3 high-level regional workshops in 2007, 2009, and 2010 in South Africa, Argentina, and Indonesia. In October 2012, Slovakia co-organized in Nairobi a high-level panel on challenges to security sector reform in the Horn of Africa. I'm pleased that outcomes of these events substantively helped in the process of preparation of the current UN Secretary General's report on SSR, which we are discussing here today. Since the first report in 2008, the security sector reform has, so to say, spilled over from the UN system to other international organizations. First, the European Union has already developed its concept on support to security sector reform, and it's very active in conducting the security sector reform and the security sector reforms related activities worldwide. Second, we cooperate closely with the upcoming Swiss chairmanship of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe in 2014, which aims to focus on enhancing the OSCE's contribution to the security sector reform. And third, in NATO, we see willingness to more openly support SSR activities in partner countries, such as the most recent decision to support Libya in this regard, but also the recently established Building Integrity Program. A few words about the Group of Friends. Last December, we established the post of a rotating co-chair, and our friends from South Africa decided to act as the co-chairmanship of the group for a two-year period together with us. This is the first high-level meeting of the group under this co-chairmanship. I believe that the position of co-chair, intended to represent the Global South, will enable the group to be more geographically balanced and to take into account inputs from geographically diverse regions. Let me also mention work of our group of friends and its contribution to the forming of UN policies in the field of security sector reform that is reflected and appreciated also in the report itself. Thank you for that. Since the establishment of this informal group in 2007, it proved to be a flexible interface for continuous interaction between member states and also with the UN Secretariat for building consensus, articulating new policies and national perspectives, approaches and needs. In spite of political sensitivity of this topic, since 2007, security sector reform issue achieved wider acceptance both among member states and within the UN system, capitalizing on fundamental principle of national ownership. I'm glad to say that this interface has proven to be a very useful and efficient platform, and that this was also highlighted in the UN Secretary General's report. It proved to be vital in helping develop a consensus on the United Nations security sector reforms agenda, as well as facilitated strategic discussions on strengthening the United Nations approach. I believe that the group will play its role also in the future. As far as it concerns Group of Friends membership, we understood from the beginning that there has to be balance between donor countries and recipient countries, as well as between the North and the South. Let me use this opportunity to welcome the newest member of our group, Nigeria. We hope that Nigerian membership will even further enhance the group's role. Ladies and gentlemen, speaking today about the report, I can only agree with the United Nations Secretary General that a lot has been achieved and at the same time, more needs to be done. The report provides us with many useful recommendations for our further work. Let me just pick up on a few of them. First, the report identifies a need to better link the security sector reform to a broader set of practical areas, like human rights or reduction of sexual violence in conflicts. To use a famous Kofi Annan saying, there can be no development without security, no security without development, and none of them without respect for human rights. Slovakia supported the declaration issued during the September part of the 68th UN General Assembly session from the ministerial meeting on combating sexual violence, organized by my UK colleague, Minister Haig, and the special representative of the Secretary General, Ms. Bangura. Today, let me stress again that for prevention, response, and eradication of sexual violence, an effective security sector reform is a must. That brings me to my second point. A people-centered approach has implications for monitoring and evaluation. I would thus like to recall the need to strengthen the UN approach to monitoring and evaluation in accordance with the recommendations in the Secretary General's report. This will require being innovative in ways to move beyond the focus on measuring quantitative elements of the SSR support to measuring qualitative aspects, which are often less visible, but definitely more important in indicating changes in people's life. Third, continuing an inclusive dialogue within the UN system. Our group of friends is a unique vehicle to facilitate such dialogue and make sure that the SSR concept continues to be developed at the level of the United Nations, but also beyond, translating to policies of other international organizations, notably the European Union, African Union, but also others. The Slovak Republic, together with our partners, will also continue in promoting the security sector reform in the wider international framework. We already make plans for more regional activities in this regard, in cooperation with the World Bank and the African Union. In this regard, I would also like to underline the current window of opportunity to engage with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The OSCE, through its secretariat, institutions, and field operations, is heavily engaged in supporting the security sector reform activities. Therefore, Slovakia fully supports the intention of the upcoming Swiss chairmanship of the OSCE to make security sector governance and reform one of its priorities. In this spirit, we should revitalize the UN collaboration with the OSCE. This could lead to an exchange of lessons learned and best practices on the SSR support, as well as efforts towards strengthening the coherence of international support. And my last point, We should make sure that SSR task force, including the DPKO SSR unit, have the appropriate capabilities and resources for the challenging work ahead of us. We can maintain the positive momentum of the SSR development only if the task force is capable of dealing with a wide range of demands and responsibilities. Slovakia will support initiatives to put the SSR unit on a more permanent footing within the Secretariat to ensure that it has the capacity to meet their operational mandate, especially concerning the delivery of field support. We count on your support in this regard as well. Ladies and gentlemen, you can count on Slovakia's active engagement in the ongoing UN security sector reforms processes. I wish this group of friends meeting a success in discussing the new challenges in security sector reform and recommendations of the second UN Secretary General's report. I thank you for your attention.